Blackstone Publishing presents The Wooden King by Thomas McConnell. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. This book is for John Abraham McConnell and all my Czech friends. 15 March 1939. They came through the snow, trucks of infantry, motorcycles with men in trench coats riding the sidecars, platoons by bicycle, hurling back the barriers of the frontiers for half-tracks, a few tanks, armored cars. A dress rehearsal for Poland 6 months later. Hitler himself came in the secure evening, and the next day processed through the cities in his bulletproof Mercedes. In the clamorous squares, children peeked out from forests of legs to glimpse him, to wave little red flags with broken crosses, while their cheering parents among the German minority gave the salute. The Ides of March, 1939. Their infamous day. In Munich, the fall before, Chamberlain and Daladier had cast the die, assigned to Hitler all he needed to render the country indefensible. Across the table, the statesmen shook hands over the dissected map of what had been Czechoslovakia. No Czech was in the room while their nation was dismembered. Hungary hacked away a whole province. Poland gouged its portion. Slovakia was amputated into independence, but might as well have been kept in a jar in Berlin. So, under a March snow, their republic melted into the haze of the past, and a new word came into the language for Hitler's man in the castle, Reichsprotektor. A new word for the land he ruled, protectorat. Czechs had known 20 years as a free people since that day in Philadelphia at the end of the Great War when their liberator, their first president, Tomáš Masaryk, had declared their birth in a street beside Independence Hall. For the rest of his life, Masaryk reasoned with his countrymen, goaded them together toward Middle Europe's first democracy, until, exhausted at 87, he died when they needed his wisdom most. He was spared the fate of his country, as his two successors were not. The bookish one, Beneš, resigned after the disaster at Munich and went into exile. The old judge, Hacha, the last alternative, a grandfather doting on senility, collapsed across a carpet in Hitler's chancellery the night of the invasion. He had to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?